Lori Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lives, another abundance series episode. Today, I was inspired by my Simple Abundance book. It's really my Bible for abundance that I've been using and read from every day. And so I started a new month. So it's July now. And I love how she has these themes, and the themes carry over for 2 months. So July started a new theme, a new 2 month period. And so it's funny because she is kind of a fashionista. She is really into fashion. Before she wrote this book, she wrote books on Victorian fashion, or fashion from the Victorian days, and decorating, architecture too, I think. And she's also a foodie, a bit of a foodie. She loves cookbooks. And so she and I don't really relate in that sense, because I'm not a fashionista and I'm not a great cook. Give me simple any day. I want simple. I don't want difficult. So preparing a complicated recipe is not something that is aligns with my who I am. But I love how she uses these themes of what she loves in fashion and cooking, and she uses analogies in what is abundance and in life in general, and authenticity. And it's so great. And even though I don't align with her and the things that she loves, it's still so relatable to me. So I love it. And so July, one of the things that she talks about in July, or July's theme, the thing that first struck me was the July 2nd excerpt. And it says, "The simplest of pleasures, one good thing that is." And I just had to share like what I took away from it, and then what happened to me this past week, where I really did apply it, not in the same way in sense that she actually wrote about it, but so appropriate for what she talked about. So I'll get into that in a second, but I just want to start off with a couple of quotes that she had for the beginning of July that were really relatable to me, because I have had a very, very busy season. So I have been like working a lot in the past like 3 months. And so it's been a very, very busy season with me, particularly May and June. And so I got into July and I was like, this is going to be, I'm going to relax. I'm going to not work so much. I'm going to enjoy. And I'm looking forward to my grandkids coming at the end of July. I'm going to go down and see them and then fly them back with me. So I'm really excited about that. So it was really funny when I opened up July, and the little excerpt for July was like, what you're going to focus on in July was, it said, it's time to shed ambition and expectation along with commutes, clothing, cell phones, and calendars. I was like, oh, I can do that. I was planning to do that. Time off for good behavior. And then she goes on to say, the pursuit of happiness becomes our personal priority this month. And I was like, yay. Okay. I am going to work on my pursuit of happiness this month. And it's less work and more play. And oftentimes when you work less, ideas come easier. When you're so buried in your work, you don't have time to really be creative, because all that room in your brain's just taken up. So the quote that got me inspired for this episode
I'm going to read to you. It says, and it's an Irish proverb, and it says, quote, better one good thing that is rather than two good things that were, or three good things that might never come to pass, end of quote. So what does that mean to you? I put two little stars next to it because when anything like really strikes me, I double star it. And it says, today, there was no need to glance wistfully at the past or project anxiously into the future because the present was fully lived and simply abundant. And I was like, yes, we spend so much of our time thinking about what we did or what we should have done and what's coming. And I found myself when I read this, realizing that I was focusing so much on the future, like my plans for August. I was thinking about like, oh, my quarter three, what are my goals for quarter three? You know, my grandkids coming and all like the things that we're going to do together while they're here. And then workshops that I need to create for my students. And it's like all these things that haven't yet, it's like the future stuff. It's like the future stuff. And I was so not in the present moment. I was not enjoying. I'm like, okay, I said I was going to take some time off. I said I was going to just relax. And here my mind is just like going to these places that is taking me away from enjoying the present moment. So what it made me realize is I just fall back into these workaholic tendencies where it's hard. Once I think there's seasons to like have a lot to do. You know, if you want to progress faster, then you have to work and get stuff done. But then it's hard to get out of that. It's like you got on the hamster wheel temporarily, and then it's just like you're still on, and you're just like, how can I get off? How can I get off? Where's the off ramp? And I found myself becoming less happy and, you know, less time that I was focused like on my practices. I got away from some of my practices on a daily basis because I would get up in the morning and I'd be like, oh, I got to like check my messages. Oh, I got to open my computer. And what I normally do is not that. I wait until to get start work because I do some stuff. I do meditation and affirmations and intentions and I set time and I do that. Exercise, totally have not been exercising. So I just kind of got out of the habits that keep my like kind of internal frequency high, my vibration high. And I'm a super happy person normally, super positive person. And I wouldn't say that I was no longer happy or positive. I felt like it was waning. And so this really kind of struck me. It was like, sometimes, you know, you come across things that you need in the moment. And this is really what I needed in the moment. So, that one quote really struck me. And she goes on to talk about how, and in this excerpt, she was specifically speaking of when her day got derailed. I don't even think she said what it was, but she talks about when your plan A, you know, goes by the wayside, and then you have to move to plan B, and how to kind of redeem the day. The quote that I love that she said is, plan B is redeem the day with simple pleasures. So her day got totally sidetracked. So, and then she was like really dwelling on it. The reality is, as she says, the day would be as hard as I made it or as pleasant. There was nothing I could do about my circumstances but accept them. It's always my choice. Success in life is not how well we execute plan A. It's how smoothly we cope with plan B. And did I mention plan C? She says. And she says, like, for most of us, that's 99% of the time. Things just, the plan doesn't go as expected. So I loved it because when I looked at my day that this past week, there was a day where, and it wasn't that my day got derailed. It's that I was derailing my day. It's that I was not doing what I had promised myself I would do. In her situation, her plan A was derailed. And so she had to make a plan B, and she wanted to make it better than like she was like devastated for whatever reason that plan A didn't work out, whatever that was. And so apparently she got the call like in the morning, and it was like whatever was going to happen that she was looking forward to wasn't going to happen. And so it's like plan A can be derailed like that, or you can just not be happy with your day. Like the plan at hand isn't like making you happy. The plan at hand, your plan A, is not lighting you up. And so what you're doing isn't making you feel in an abundant mindset. It's not making you feel, it's draining you, emptying your cup, if you will. And I found that happening to me. And we have a choice over that. And I recognized that I was doing, and I was going back that day due to my workaholic ways, even though I made myself a promise that I was going to take July off and I was going to have downtime. And I realized I just need to do what I said I was going to do. I need to make myself happy. I need to make myself in the present moment. I'm so focused on like doing and what I'm the future I need to work on for the future. And it wasn't like putting my head space in the present moment, which makes me happy. So that headspace makes me happier and lit up. You need that downtime. You need that downtime. So sometimes plan A might derail you, but sometimes plan A needs to shift if it's not making you happy. It's not giving you what you need to put your frequency at a higher level, to put your energy at a place where, you're feeling more positive, you're feeling more happy inside. And so what I did is I just put away all the work. I was like, I don't need to do anything. Thank goodness. I'm so fortunate that I have like no deadlines right now, except self-imposed ones. Well, most of my deadlines are self-imposed, but in particular right now. And I did that on purpose. I was like, I said to my team, like, enjoy, just like take some time. We've been working so hard, take some time. So what I did, and it made me so happy, is in just simple things. I got in my car, and I'm just one of those people, I love to drive. I've always been like that since I was a little kid. I couldn't wait to get my license. And then when I could start driving, I've always wanted to be the one who's driving. Like if somebody say, let's go somewhere, I'm like, I'm driving. Even in foreign countries, I love to drive in foreign countries. So I love to drive, and I got in my new electric car, and I went and I drove like 40 miles up the road to a country store. I talked about a country store last time on my last episode, but this is a different country store. This is one that I love so much. And it is the Mennonites run the country store. And I love it because it's like a lot of just homemade food, homemade desserts, fresh vegetables and ice cream. And, they have a sandwich bar. I was like, my goal was to get ice cream cone as well, but it was just too busy. I was like, I waited for a few minutes and I'm like, I don't need the ice cream cone that bad, but I was still happy. I still was happy. They had the best broccoli coleslaw. It's broccoli coleslaw, or maybe it's broccoli slaw, because I don't know what the col means, but anyways, so good. It was so good that when I got in my car, I opened it up and I started eating it. And I got some eggs, some fresh eggs, and got some zucchini and some squash, fresh tomatoes. So I was like so excited to just go to this country store and like be in the present moment. That's what I did. And I just lollygagged. That's what I did. Lollygagging is so much fun. And then on my way home, I had no plan. That's the other thing, is I guess you could say it was plan B, but it was kind of like no plan, because I had gotten up, I was opened the computer, I was like writing down my things I was going to work on. And I was like, why am I doing this? I don't need to do this. I just want to be just away from the house, away from the computer, get outside. And so on the way home, as I was driving back home, I pass the Plow and Hearth outlet. Yes, we have a Plow and Hearth outlet. And it, I passed it and I was like, whoa. I was like, whoa, I need to stop there. I need to stop. So I was going too fast. So I had to slow down fast. And then I turned in the median, well, where it was like allowed. And I did a U-turn and I drove back, pulled in the parking lot and went into the Plow and Hearth and had so much fun. There was nothing that I needed. It was just, I was just browsing. And browsing can sometimes be fun. I like to do stuff like that alone, because when you're with people, you're kind of like, everybody kind of has to agree when to go to the next place and what, you know. So I just like doing it myself. And I got a little fairy house because my grandkids are coming, and I went to creating a little fairy village in the backyard. And I got a little fairy house and a little like a fake butterfly on a stick that I can put in the fairy village. It's got a little fairy on it with a little butterfly. And I got, my next door neighbor has been so nice to let me, he has an electric car too. And I've been charging my car because we don't have the electricity set up right in our garage yet. And so I got him a gift, and it was just so much fun just to like kind of just do nothing, really just take time and lollygag. So I got back in my car and I drove home, and then I was like re-energized. I was re-energized. I felt so like contented just because I made some time to be present. That's what I did. I just was like present, and I wasn't focused on what's happening in the future, or what happened in May and June. It was just like, and when I read this excerpt, it was like, and I was thinking about sharing, I was like, oh my gosh, I kind of had the same experience where it was one good thing that is. And I was focusing on the three good things that might never come because they haven't happened yet. Anything that hasn't happened yet might never come, even if you're planning for it to happen, right? And as Sarah says, and her, as she was writing this excerpt, like what she would had probably been looking forward to, right? And it didn't happen. So yeah. So why focus all the mind space on something like that and cherish today? And the quote that is at the very top of this excerpt is so, so great. It says, each moment in time, we have it all, even when we think we don't. And that's by Melody Beatty, American author. Yeah. And then she ends it with, the day stretched before me, not as I had hoped, but not, thank heaven, beyond redemption. So redeem the day when things don't go as planned, or when you're not feeling excited or happy or lit up about what you're doing. Really, does it need to be done in that moment? Can it be saved for tomorrow so you can get out and raise your vibration and get your energy where it needs to be? Because when you're in that space of low energy, low vibration, where you're not feeling real happy, it affects everybody. I snapped at my husband before I left. I'm like, that is not a good thing. But that's just because of like my internal angst of what I was like, which I was creating on my own. It was nobody doing that to me. So I came back all like happy and like my old self, got my old self back just for, with, you know, 3 hours. Oh, and then I also got my car washed. That was a little spontaneous thing too. I'm driving along. I have my car, had it now for a month tomorrow, and it hasn't been washed yet. So, and that's one thing with electric cars is there's no grill in the front because there's no engine. So bugs don't, like a lot of bugs you don't see on your car because they go through to the grill. Interesting factoid on electric cars that I didn't know. So there's all these like bugs on the front of my car. So I was like, oh, I'll go. And somebody had told me about this car wash. And I was like, oh, there's that car wash. I'll pull in there. And so I got my car washed. And there just happens to be a little, one of those little huts that's coffee, you know, little, you know, entrepreneur person has a little coffee hut, not a Starbucks. It's just a little coffee hut, like Joe's Coffee or something. So cute. So I pulled up. It's like just like one person is inside and then they make you coffee and you pull up and you just roll down your window and you're like, I want. And so I got to have my iced coffee. And so, you know, these things all combined just kept, I kept getting happier and happier with all the things that I was doing that were just like, seemed so silly in the general scheme of things, but they were my moments that I was creating and just not worrying about anything but the here and now. So action item for you is, what are you going to do to bring up your vibration, to bring up your happiness level? What are you going to intentionally do? Like, first of all, like when plan A gets derailed, how are you going to recover so you can redeem the day? But also when you are working on plan A and it's self-imposed in my case, and it's not making you happy, how can you get your happy on? Try it. It worked for me. So I know it can work for you.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.